Trumas, per Gimel Mishnah Tas. Oivi gechom vahakusi Trumasan Truma, and oivi gechom vahakusi, their Truma is good Truma, umaisroisan Meiser, and their Meisrus is good Meiser. Bektation Hektish, and their Hektish is a good Hektish. So before we go into the oivi gechom, the Kusi, as we know, according to what we've learned in the past, they had a din of Yisrael, Gomer. The Mishnah Shana doesn't understand why the Mishnah here has to tell us a Kusi, because we know that his Truma would be a good Truma, because he's no different than any other Jew. So we do know that afterwards, there was a Takana, after they found them doing Avodah Zarah, they were Misakin that they had a din of a non-Jew. Mishnah Shana says it's not Mistavar that this Mishnah is talking about after the Takana, and still is telling us that it's a good Truma, because the Mishnais are usually dealing with a Kusi before the Takana. Even though we did learn in the end of Shvius, where there's a Taisis Yontif there, that the Mishnah there, in Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud, the Taisis Yontif said that the Rav is Mashma, that the Mishnah is dealing with after the Takana. Not like this Mishnah Rishonah. But let's return now to the Ovik Yochavim. So his Truma is Truma. So we know by Goy, there's obviously no mitzvah for them to take off Truma. As we've said in the first Perek, in the first Mishnah, that the Rav brought Bnei Yisrael Prat L'Nachri. And we also know that there's no Shlichus by Truma by a Goy, because it's Atem Gam Atem. Now, the first thing to know is that why is this chayv in Trumas if a guy... So he's obviously not doing it b'shlichas here, because then it's not good. So it's obviously his own field, its own food. So how's that possibly chayv in Trumas? He owns it. It's not the land of Jews. So Mefarshim explain that the Mishnah here holds that a guy, even in Eretz Yisrael, when he's kind of land, he doesn't take off the chayv of Trumas and Maisus. So it's still there, even though the guy acquired the land. He never took off that chayv. And the second thing that happens is that when a guy then takes all the grain and he puts it in a heap, midiaraisa, it's now potter from truma. Because the Jew didn't put it into the heap, the guy did. Even though the land was Jewish land, and there was a chiv of trumas, once he puts it into the heap, he potters it from truma midiaraisa. So midirabbanan, though, in order that people shouldn't take advantage and start giving things to the goyim to potter themselves from trumas and maestras, so they had a din derabbanan that the goy would have to take off trumas and maestras in order for us to eat it. So on this din derabbanan, so ovi kechavim, his truma is a good truma, and so on and so forth. And hektish, we know the Gemara says in Chulin, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ish comes to be marben nachrim, shenodrin medarim v'nedavos ki Yisrael. So that comes out that that's the reason that their chayiv in trumas is only midrabbanan. Rabbi Huda oimer, ein lo nachri kam revoy. Rabbi Huda says, by nachri, there's no din of kam revoy. Taisis Yontif explains, we know, but by arla, which is the first 3 years before Kam Revoy, it sounds like everybody agrees that there is a din of Arla by a guy. Again, sounds like the same Shita, that a guy cannot take away the Chiv of Trumas and Maisus, and sounds like any Kedusha, when he buys land in Eretz Yisrael. Now, here you're not going to potter yourself. The guy, there's no Miruach, where he puts it in a pile to potter yourself from Trumas and Maisus. So how is it possible, according to Behuda, that a Nachri, there's no din of Kam Revoy? L'chari, there should be a din of Arla here. So Taisis Yontif brings the Rash, and the Rash actually says that Rabbi Yehuda is actually talking about Surya, not Eretz Yisrael, when he says this din of Kam Revoy. L'chamim say no, they disagree that he does have a din of Kam Revoy, and you cannot eat it in the fourth year without being paidit, like Kam Revoy. Mishnah continues back to Truma. Truma sa'ovet kechav midamas v'chayav malei achoymesh. So this Truma of the ovet kechav, even though we said it's a din derabbanan, it becomes miduma if there's less of 100 connected to 1. V'chayavim alei achoymesh, and there's a chiv of chaymesh. If a non-kohen eats it, b'shoge, he has to pay karen and chaymesh. Rabbi Shimon poiter. Rabbi Shimon actually argues, though, only on the chaymesh part, according to the Rav. Even though he agrees that it becomes miduma, Rabbi Shimon says that you don't have to go so far regarding chaymesh. The Rav says the halacha is not like Reb Shimon.